Good evening and welcome to our Thursday evening prayer meeting. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for the current situation, Lord, that you would give us guidance on preparing to reopen the church. Lord, is it the right thing to do at the moment, at this stage, if it means only a handful of people can be allowed to come? And if we cannot do what normally we would gather together to do? Lord, we pray for a revelation of your will. We also pray that whenever we do start, you will grant us your protection and your wisdom. Lead us, Lord, and guide us, we pray, Lord. Or let us know a mighty anointing upon each one of us, Lord, of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to lead and to guide. And may we be responsive to the leading of your Holy Spirit, that we may obey and be led by you. We pray also, Lord, that you will bring this coronavirus situation to a speedy end, and that there will not be a second spike in the virus. Lord, deliver us, we pray, and bring a sense of wise responsibility to the people of this country, that there shall not be that attitude of defiance that so often we see in the news. Lord, tonight we pray for this country. Pray you will deliver us and set us free, Lord, and bring us back to that place where we can worship and praise your wonderful name. Preach the gospel, that souls might be saved in these end times. Thank you, Lord. And tonight, Lord, we bring before you again those of our congregation who need healing and other needs to be supplied. Lord, we pray tonight for Anne Lee. Lord, you know she has been recovering from cancer. We pray that, Lord, you will strengthen her, Lord. That, Lord, you would bless her, Lord. And, Lord, at the moment, she's on holiday, and we pray you will refresh her at this time, Lord, that she may enjoy this break, that she may be built up spiritually, that she may be built up physically, Lord. Strengthen her, we pray, and bring her a great deliverance in Jesus' name. May she know your healing touch moving through her body, Lord, setting her free, healing her completely, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray for Sheila Barr, that, Lord, you would bless her, Lord, give her peace of mind, and, Lord, may she know your presence in her life. Lord, we pray that the right decisions will be made by the hospital staff, Lord, as to her next move, Lord, in Jesus' name. Then, Lord, we bring before you Vigila again, who works in the hospital as a doctor. And, Lord, we pray that you will keep her safe, protect her, Lord, from that virus situation, Lord. Give her wisdom, we pray, and may she know the mighty power and reality of your presence in her life every moment, every day. May she continue, Lord, to be a strong witness for you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up before you again tonight William, Rose Joy's husband, that, Lord, you will continue to work in his life to improve his situation, to bring him healing completely, Lord. And bless Rose Joy and her daughter Macando, Lord. May there be peace and joy in that family, because you are at work there, in Jesus' name. I pray also for William, the Lord, that he may come to know you as Saviour and Lord. And Lord, I pray for Rose tonight, that you will continue to be with her, be a blessing to her, a strength and a comfort, Lord, in Jesus' name, that she may know your peace, the peace of God which passes all understanding, that she may know your joy, your love. Lord, watch over her, we pray, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I lift up Tom before you tonight, that you will continue to work in your healing power in his life, Lord. May he know deliverance from all pain, Lord, and may he know the joy of your presence. Thank you, Lord, for a faithful brother, and I pray for his wife Jean, Lord, that she may know your blessing and the joy of your presence, Lord. Lord, may we know your presence with us in these difficult days. Keep us, Lord, by your mighty power, and supply all our needs according to your riches in glory, according to the promise of your word. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And now, if you have those prayer requests to bring before the Lord, pray now. And when you have finished, then click on the closing prayer button to end the program. May the Lord bless you and keep you, in Jesus' name. Amen.